As far as I'm concerned, sex and relationship is one of the major issues in our lives. It's the issue that we're most uncomfortable with. That and death. We'll leave death out of it for the moment. Sex and relationships. Most people have most of their energy around that, either for it or avoiding it. And so as far as I see, that's one of the crucial things we need to look at in our lives. The sex, for most of us, in most parts of the world, has been suppressed during our childhood and early youth. So the energies, this natural energy is built up and therefore is not in a natural state. It's distorted, it's compressed, it's out of balance. Needs to be looked at, needs to be taken care of. The other thing is the natural instinct of reproduction, which seems to be one of the major themes of the whole of nature, reproduction. And for reproduction, you need to be drawn together. In a natural state, it's just for the time that's needed, and then a dispersion and looking for the most suitable partner for the next reproduction. That's one thing. Now, the next thing, which I'm going to bring them together, hopefully, in a little while. The next thing is, even leading-edge scientists now, some of them, are saying that everything is happening simultaneously. That our concept of time is an illusion. That there may be parallel times or parallel universes or parallel, combined with the fact that everybody is connected to everybody and affects everybody. Now, if you put all of this together, we are out of balance. We are now getting more people who are having near-death experiences, and a famous neurosurgeon has just gone public with a new book about an out-of-body experience he had and seeing things more clearly. Many people are seeing things more clearly in this state. And one of the things that comes up is that we are running parallel universes, and on one of them, we're in harmony. We're all in harmony, caring and loving with each other. One of these states says, we, you and I, are already on some level living in, let's put it this way, communities. Communities where we're together in a loving and caring way. Conflict and punishment, as we know it here, does not exist there. Relationships, as we know them here, do not exist there. And that's one of the keys of peace, that there's no relationships as we know it. Relationships as we know it in this dimension or time is one of the major sources of conflict. It's based on a very crude principle of reproduction, and that is your mind. So two people coming together and defending each other. You'll see it in the animal kingdom as well, on many of the animals. This fierce defense, mine, exclusion, conflict, unhappiness. Even when two people are together harmoniously, called the honeymoon, still in the background is, and they could get attracted to somebody else. They could leave me. We're haunted by it. In this other community, it's not like that at all. We're together. We're for each other. If somebody gets attracted to somebody else, they're encouraged. Whoever they are. Maybe there are some special connections, people who feel closer and more connected to each other, but it's not in exclusion. That's the thing we need to look at. Not in exclusion. Not excluding anybody. including. If the level of this community is where children are still being born in the old traditional way, who is the father is not relevant. It doesn't matter because the children are of the community, for the community. People who want to be involved with the children are involved. People who don't want to be involved don't need to be involved. But the whole thing flows. If anybody is going through something difficult, the community is there for them. If they want to share or they want to be on their own, whatever, everything is okay. No conflict. Loving, caring, being with each other. Now that idea is very threatening in where we are now, the times we live in now. No, we want to be safe and secure and predictable. We want to have a partner that we know is going to be there for us. That we know we can have sex at night. That we know. But what we need to look at, please look at this. It is not working. Absolutely is not working. Who do you know who is living with somebody in beautiful, loving, caring, open harmony? Freedom. There for each other, whatever. How many people do you know? You see, it's not working. We've got to look at the whole thing again and say, what are we doing? And if it's not working, how come we keep doing it over and over when it's not working? It can work, but we've got to wake up. One way of doing that is to start to look for people that are somewhere around the same level of open consciousness that you are and start connecting with these people. Being in a community doesn't necessarily mean living on the same piece of land or even in the same block of flats, but you connect. You have an energetic community where you're there to support each other, to care for each other. It can happen. As far as I can see, it's not happening at the moment. Most communities fall apart. One thing around finance and the other thing is around sex and relationship. People get drawn together and locked in together and then get upset if there's any disturbance to that. We need to look at that in ourselves in each moment. If your beloved is attracted to someone else, the only healthy way is to support them. If they're feeling guilty about going out the night and leaving you, you need to support them and say, yes, I am feeling upset, I am feeling disturbed, and I'll feel even more disturbed if you stay at home and don't follow your feelings, don't follow your love, don't follow your truth. Because if you don't, you're not with me. We need to start to be more honest with ourselves and with each other and live in a totally different way. One more thing. You might be asking, well, how can I have this harmonious connection with somebody? How? What are the mechanics? What are the techniques for living harmoniously together with someone? I'll give you the main clue. It's very obvious, and I hardly know anybody who lives this way. It's called old-fashioned honesty. And it sounds obvious, doesn't it? No, it's not. I hardly know a single person in my life, just very, very, very few, who live honestly. with other people, and even more majorly, with themselves. They're not even honest to themselves. Now, if you're not honest to yourself, let alone the other, you can't live in harmony. You can't. You are at least two people. At least. More than that. You're the one you try to present to people. That's one. You're the one you try to present to yourself. That's two. And let's simplify it. The third one is who you really are in that moment. And if you don't connect all these three and live honestly, unconditionally honestly, whatever the outcome, you are going to be honest, at least with yourself. Then you're not going to live in harmony. You're not going to feel good. In fact, somewhere you're going to be very unhappy. It's going to infiltrate everything in your life. When you say to somebody, I love you, it's a lie. Unless you're absolutely honest with yourself, you cannot be honest with anyone else. You can't see anything, you can't feel anything, you can't experience anything as it really is. Because you're trying to cover it up with how you would like it to be, rather than what it really is like. You are how you are, not how you would like to be, let alone how you would like other people to see you. And you know, we all see each other. You stop, disconnect from all that stuff you do inside. You know exactly if somebody's lying or not. When they say, I love you, you know whether it's true or not. Let alone when you say it. You know, you do have a direct connection to the truth in that moment, which of course changes all the time. So if you want harmony, if you want to feel at peace, fulfilled, delightful, you need to take a whole new look at what you call being honest with yourself, with the other, unconditionally in each moment.